Now let's check in on that cruise ship that's been held off the coast of California for days. A former passenger from the cruise died of COVID-19, and others on board have since tested positive for the virus. The Grand Princess is now set to dock sometime later today in the port of Oakland. And joining us now from Oakland is NPR's Eric Westervelt. And Eric, this really sounds like a logistical nightmare. People from different states, different countries on the ship. What's the plan for passengers after it docks?
Hi, Tanya. Yeah, it's a really big challenge. I mean, this is a port built for unloading, you know, massive cargo from China and other countries, not, you know, passengers facing a public health emergency and crisis. So, you know, federal, state, and local authorities are all involved. They've had to organize and charter, you know, planes and buses. They've installed a fence. You know, anyone on board needing urgent care will come off the ship first. U.S. citizens will be sent to, you know, one of four military bases for 14-day quarantine. There are bases in California, Texas, and Georgia. They're likely to be met by personnel wearing, you know, head-to-toe protective gear. Those, you know, from foreign countries will go on chartered flights. The State Department's helping out with those. You know, they'll be going out of a non-commercial area of Oakland Airport. But there, you know, a lot of moving parts, Tanya. The whole thing's expected to take up to 3 days. And California Governor Gavin Newsom and Oakland's mayor both underscored, look, we're going to follow strict, you know, strict safety measures. And they're trying to reassure the public that no one will be at risk, that all these passengers will be sent to these 14-day quarantine secure areas.
Yeah. Yeah. What about crew members? I've been thinking a lot about them. What will happen to them?
Yeah, there are more than 1,000 crew. They'll be treated and self-quarantined on board the cruise ship, we're told. But it's not really clear where the ship will conduct that sort of crew quarantine. Officials say it will not be in Oakland, but where they'll go, will they just circle out at sea? Will they find another port or military base? That's still to be determined.
Okay. And there's also two other ships that we're reading about in the Miami Herald, owned by the same company, held off the coast of Florida over the weekend because of course, potential coronavirus exposure. What do you know about those warnings?
Yeah, there have been some, you know, stark warnings from federal health officials over the weekend. Dr. Anthony Fauci and the State Department, among others, issued these warnings basically saying, you know, look, if you are elderly or have any kind of underlying health problem, you should not get on a cruise ship at this time. And that message came out, you know, kind of loud and clear. And remember, I mean, there was another princess ship in Japan that was quarantined for 2 weeks last month, but that was seen as something of a public health fiasco where 700 people were infected and 6 people died. And Tanya, officials here just want to, you know, don't want to make the same mistake. They want to get passengers off the ship quickly and into better quarantine and testing conditions as fast as they can.
That's NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, as always, thank you.
Good to be here.